how do you change people's behavior? Do you mandate that you do it? That's the kind of the stick approach. Or do you have the carrot approach? Say, you know, it's the right thing to do, showing respect for your neighbors. We've been able to do it so far.
Will you be extending the state of emergency past August 20th along with that, the health guidelines?
That'll be a decision made probably by the legislature. I have a limited period of time that I can declare a state of emergency. It has to be reauthorized by the legislature. They've done that and extended it to August 20th. And so we'll wait and see what happens.
But will you be asking them to?
I don't know that we need to continue it on. I think we need to make sure that we have the ability to, in fact, put in protocols that are appropriate, which we really have in place now. I'm announcing today, right now, that I will establish a new state of emergency.
But it also gives the executive branch of government more powers, which the legislature opposes.
This declaration of emergency allows the governor to be very quick in making response under an emergency type situation, which is understandable, where we need to respond immediately.
Also allows his office to bypass the legislature if he deems it necessary. Typically, states of emergency declarations last 30 days. Utah's been under one since.
I've talked with our health care experts here in the state of Utah, Intermountain Healthcare, the University of Utah, etc., and they believe at least by the end of the first quarter of 2021 that we should have a vaccine available. So sometime in that time frame, we should have a vaccine. That's the one thing that we're trying to tread water to get to, which will help us get back to normalcy. We talked about the need to have color coding. We have the color coding, as you know, we've identified red, orange, yellow, and green, four colors. And red means high risk. Our orange means that it's a moderate risk for everyone, but high risk still for vulnerable individuals. So even though we could be in orange, it means that still they've got to be extra careful. Yellow means low risk for everyone, but for the high-risk individuals. And green, it means new normal risk for everyone. That's back to really kind of the way we were before, with probably some protocols that we'll have adapted and carry over. Hygiene, screening of people, again, wearing masks where appropriate.
But the governor suggested Utah will not move to green anytime soon.
Day low risk, and mostly yellow.
The most important thing we can do is follow the color-coded health guidance.
The light on the top means stop. That's the red light. How about the light on the bottom?
The light on the bottom means go. That's the green light.
Green means go. The light on the bottom means go.
We're pretty lucky we have traffic lights. You know what would happen if we didn't have traffic lights?
What?
This.
Green and red and yellow. It's hard to know. Does anyone even wake up and check the color listing of the day in Utah? I just wondered. That was my reel of Herbert Fabulous, you know, telling all of us that, he wouldn't go ahead and do another emergency order, not without the legislature. And then, the legislature didn't make the right choice. So powers were given, extra ones. That's what Dave from KSL said. Powers were given, extra ones, to the governor so he could do it, because the legislature won't do it. Oh, you got to love this. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So much to talk about today and so much to say. Okay, so before I get into all that, just that reel just... We're just treading water. See, we have to keep this going and tread water to get to the vaccine. And then when you talk about the vaccine in the state of Utah, you're a conspiracy theorist. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, you're all hyped up over nothing. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. A couple of things, actually. And by the way, just thank you to Sesame Street. I'm just so glad they laid it out early in our lives so that we would know what the color-coded system meant. And I'm going to talk about that a little locally as well. We've got some damage control going on with the county commissioners. Okay, so number one, Chrisanne Hall is returning next weekend. Yeah, for the 12th. And she is going to be filming a documentary here. And they're going to be doing kind of a special class. And so I will have more details on this next week. And she wants to know if you all would be okay with being part of that documentary, like the back of your head, you know, as they're as they're filming. Okay. So how cool is that? So anyway, I just wanted to give you kind of a heads up for next weekend for the 12th to be part of that. It's going to be really cool. And I'll give you more details all week next week. Also tonight, I'll be in Cedar City at the Prophets in the Constitution 2020. You're not going to want to miss this. It is really going to be good. And they're going to go over a lot of information that you need to know, because I'll tell you something. After watching a couple of videos put out by even members of my own church that are kind of trying to decipher through the information and trying to give you sort of what you should be doing with all of this that's going on, I've found how many are so just not knowledgeable at all on the Constitution. And they're offering remedies and solutions that are basically telling you to be lazy and comply and don't do anything. And that is not what was intended. So that is not how we're supposed to get through all this. And so this will be so good for people. I think one of the enemies to truth is just plain old ignorance. And once you have that underlining foundation of what we're supposed to be doing and why, then it becomes so much more clear, doesn't it? But there's going to be a lot of messages from lots of people on what should happen and how we should act and what a good citizen means. And so we need to have that very frank conversation. And so tonight in Cedar City at the Fiddler's Fun Center, it's a theater. You can actually go. It's at the movie starts at 7:00, and I sure hope you're there. I'm going to be there and can't wait to see you there tonight at 7:00. Tomorrow night, Red Lion, and that would be Joel Skousen. Please go to c4cg.com. C as in cat. Thank you, Sesame Street, for forcg.com. And you can RSVP for tomorrow night, Joel Skousen in person at the Red Lion. Also, Ann Romney. The Romneys are busy. The Romneys decided that they would team up with the Obamas. And Ann and Michelle are going around and hoping that you'll vote for the liberals. So, yeah. What more can I say on that besides, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That blatantly obvious and not hiding it at all. So I really just hope he switches parties, Romney, because it just would be more honest. It would be more honest. I doubt it'll happen, but it'll be more honest. So I just wanted to mention there was a huge damage control article that was put out in two different ways. Number one, Herbert addressed he said rumor that the CDC came out and said 6% of the deaths are from only COVID. Now, the whole contention with this is because if you're going to have a deadly disease in which the entire world masks up, then it better be akin to the plague. Because if it's not, why are we doing all of this? Why'd we shut down the economy? So the CDC admitted on March 25th, it admitted that 7% of the deaths, but not a lot of people caught on during May to that. 7% of the deaths were COVID only deaths. Okay. So that's how deadly this thing is. Only 7%. Well, then they came out and lowered that to 6% are COVID only. So this is what Herbert had to say. We have this rumor out there that we're mislabeling deaths like there's some, you know, conspiracy going on. This is Herbert. Some have looked at the data and see something it doesn't mean. We know people who don't trust the government have tried to see something in these figures. Oh, it's just the people that don't trust the government. Okay. But it is more deadly than the traditional flu. And so the article goes on to illustrate this point. I'm surprised they didn't do it in colors. I don't know. Like Sesame Street. Anyway, the CDC estimates that only 353 people in Utah died from the flu during the 12 months of 2018. 353, which is less. Well, thank you for pointing that out. It is less than 414 that we have that died from COVID. The only problem is this. Governor Herbert. I know, I hate to have to spell this out. Maybe I should do it in color. So when they say 353 people actually died of the flu, they actually died of the flu. Yeah. And every year, that number's different. Okay? You combine it with respiratory, number goes way up. But guess what? It actually was. It actually is from the flu. I know. Well, 6% of our COVID deaths at the number that we have, which is 419 now, attributed to COVID, that's only 25 deaths in the entire state that are COVID only. So honestly, you should be comparing the number of 25 to the number of 353. And then he's going to go around and tell us the flu is so much more deadly. So I was super happy that that the article pointed out which number was lower, because I think we do have a tough time in this in this state kind of figuring out numbers. So they wanted to offer that up, but now they're comparing apples to oranges again. So 6% COVID only, just like your flu only, that doesn't add up. And the number's not less than the other one. So, or the number's far less than flu. 25 deaths for the entire state of Utah, if you're counting the 6% like the CDC told us to. So the CDC said, yeah, 6% of the deaths are only COVID. That's how deadly it is. It's why all your kids are wearing masks. That's why you're wearing a mask. That's why the stores are acting like the Gestapo. That's why they're acting like if you're not, if you're 5.5 feet instead of 6 feet or 6.5 feet close to each other, oh my gosh, the whole dynamic changes and you're going to kill somebody off. Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. You're going to kill somebody else's grandmother that you don't know off. That's the byline. So there was a lot of damage control going, and the county commissioners got together and wrote a letter. They wrote a letter about the color code, and they were pleading with the King Herbert to release us. You know the song, Please Release Me? Release us from our bondage of the color code system in Utah that has continued on only because Herbert grabbed the reins again and did a state of emergency. So when I come back, I'd just like to tell you about that really quick. It's so pathetic. Anyway, I just got to tell you about it. And yeah, I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, and I'll take your calls.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Please release me. Let me go. For I don't love you anymore.
Hi there. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome to your Friday. Yes, please release us. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool, a tropical fiberglass pool and spa. And also, they're having that bullfrog special right now, the hot tub special, $1,000 off. Take advantage of this. It's one of their biggest sales of the year. And let me tell you, it's so worth it going into the fall and winter. You're absolutely going to love being able to get into your hot tub at night. And it has the hydrotherapy jet packs in the back, and they are amazing. This is one of the best well-made spas you could ever get, and it will last forever. It is amazing. It's made well, and it's comfortable. Seating is at various heights, and it's got the jet packs that are removable, and it's just a killer spa. What can I say? Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa and take advantage of their Labor Day special, $1,000 off or special financing. I just had to mention the letter that the county commissioners wrote. And by the way, I just wanted to mention too, on the same note, 25 deaths in Utah total from just COVID-19. But they're parading it around as a conspiracy theory now, trying to put damage control to that, because when they came out again with the 6%, they do it for liability reasons. That's why they're more than happy to put it out there. And then what they do is they send the media blitz in to do damage control and say that you don't trust government. Does anyone normal trust government? Governor Herbert telling everyone that it's the people that don't trust government that are trying to read into the numbers. No, there's nothing to read. 6% of them are only COVID. So that fact is pretty much staying. And so 25 of the deaths that we've had are from actual COVID, and the actual flu deaths are 300 to 450 per year in Utah, just flu, not respiratory, just flu. And in 2017, we had 80,000 deaths just from flu. All I'm saying is that, gee, they made it sound like millions were going to die, and we're pretty darn close to, if you want to count everything, we're close to the flu number. It's just funny how they're trying to diminish that information and make you seem crazy for reading it. So the county commissioners put out a letter because, of course, they're feeling the heat from just going and approving law enforcement to be able to facilitate and give them money to help them with the location, the vehicles, and so forth for vaccines that are coming, about 200,000 total that we know of. And so they did that with a straight face. And then to do damage control on that, the county commissioners, especially Gil Almquist, said, well, I just want all of you to know you can rest easy, because I'll never vote. I won't vote for mandatory forced vaccines. There is no vote for mandatory vaccines. It'll never happen. The way it will happen is you just funded it. That is a vote. You just voted by writing the check and smiling and saying thank you and no questions here. And sure, law enforcement, no problem. We don't know, they didn't even ask, why are you covering vaccines? Why are you even involved? Why isn't this going to a doctor's office, the hospitals? Why are you involved? Not a question, not a peep. They wrote the check out. So funding it is voting for it. Hate to burst the bubble there, but it's absolutely ridiculous to grandstand and say that you'll never do this on a vote. There'll never will be a vote. They'll use shame and guilt, and you're not a good citizen and you don't care about your neighbor shaming to get everybody to do it. It's actually a brilliant plan, because what they'll end up doing is saying that you shouldn't be part of society if you don't go do it. See, the citizen reinforces. Not even the government, the citizenry, just like they're doing now with masks. So they wrote a letter, and it said, we're already, so it was pleading with the governor. I mean, just pleading. I mean, it was kind of pathetic. And this is what it reminded me of.
Now, is there anything else that council wishes to add before I make my final ruling? Request granted.
Okay, that's what it totally reminds me of. And this is the letter. So it is blobbity-gook, blobbity-gook. And then we are already seeing the side effects of COVID-19 restrictions extending beyond physical health alone to combat the social, economic, and criminal effects. We ask for the freedom to resolve these issues with local resources and leadership. We ask. This is from the county commissioners. I'm not joking. To the governor. Moving to green status will assist us greatly in these efforts. Please, please, government, please, can we be released? And then it goes on to say, our commitment and responsibility. See, we're responsible. Please, Massa, please, please, please allow us to be in green. And it says, our commitment and responsibility to our citizens is effectively managing. We're effectively managing, I promise, with Boy Scout fingers and all. The physical, mental, and economic health of our counties, they will remain a top priority, Governor Herbert. Just please release us. Thank you. From the Washington County Commissioners, Dean Cox, Victor Iverson, and Gil Almquist, we sign our name to this. Please, please, can we? Can we have some freedom? I don't even know what to say to that. Nice letter. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you have to remember that the Republican establishment of not only Romney Gary Herbert, they still have control, because, and they believe they have control in the state because we elected Spencer Cox as the Republican nominee for governor, and he will basically win. So they still will be in control for another four more years. We've given a mandate to the establishment rather than the anti-establishment Republican Party.
You're right.
We are giving the whole entire operation over to the Romney side. I heard Romney's wife now is going to pair up with Michelle Obama on Netflix doing a comedy special. It's going to probably be 90% making fun of Trump.
Good old Ann Romney, you know? I've met with Ann Romney. Well, very interesting that she's doing this.
What I get amazed at is that we in this state continue to just get ourselves in this situation and wonder, how did this happen when we vote for people based on, oh, well, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. I'm with you.
It's, you know, there was nice guys at school that would turn around and throw you in a trash can to get a laugh.
Exactly.
If that's what their friends and everybody else thought would be funny and they wanted to be funny, they were going to do that, even though they were a nice guy.
Oh, I'm with you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. It's so true, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I didn't realize after you read that darling and just cutesy poopsy letter.
We ask for the freedom.
Who I thought they were adults. Didn't realize that we had actually voted in elementary school children as county commissioners. That's a real problem, because if these commissioners were to be taken seriously, they would just say, you know what, in tactful terms, here's my finger, you can kiss it, and we're going to do what we need to do in order to operate in Washington County.
Right.
And I understand that the commissioners did turn down the COVID funding that was given to the county to help citizens. They didn't want to help any citizens with the COVID money. So they said, you know, we're going to put the kibosh on that and we're going to return it. And then we can say, hey, you know what? We're so amazing. We didn't need, even though we're locking down, we didn't need your money. So that was their first attempt. And then when they got told that they would be fined if they did return the money, then you know who they funded? They funded TuaCon. They funded TuaCon, people. That's who they helped. So your county commissioners are geniuses, absolute geniuses. And Cox is one of the worst ones. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. It's tough. I know. I shake my head. Hard not to shake my head. Tonight, if you'd like, if you would like to see some solutions and hear some solutions and understand a little bit more about how to deal with all of this, I'll be in Cedar City at the Fiddler's Fun Center we're going to be showcasing Defending Utah's film. It's a great film, by the way. Prophets in the Constitution. It's really great. If you're not LDS, it's for you too. It's for Christians. I don't care if you're an atheist, go. We need to understand where we're at with this right now. And I think this will shed some light tonight, 7 o'clock, Cedar City. The letter also said that, the move to green status is a step toward local management and responsibility. We ask for the freedom to resolve these issues with local resources. Can you say pander? And they wrote it to Dear Governor Herbert, Lieutenant Governor Cox, who we hear little from right now because it's an election year and he doesn't want to be on the radar for any of this, but trust me, he's there. And General Burton. I'm surprised they didn't address it to Angela Dumm, because Angela Dumm is in charge of all the epidemiology in the state. She's the one with the little wispy haircut that gets up and worked for the CDC and tells y'all that the reason that they're doing masks in school is because she gets mean letters from parents with total psychosis who think their kids are going to die, and she has to go with what they say. I mean, this is about where we're at with this. are thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people dying in Utah? No. Nope, 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 nope. 25 deaths due to COVID only. That's how deadly it is. Yeah. And the moratorium by the CDC for renters nationwide, CDC has no authority to do it. You tell me, we going into another lockdown? A lot of buzz around the third week of September going into a lockdown. Wondered if you guys have been hearing that as well. Okay, caller, you got about a minute. Go for it.
Yeah. First of all, regarding that CDC, people, it's a way of fooling everybody. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous for freedom to look at it. The CDC's doing that. It's not the CDC. They can't enforce anything. It's the White House. Mm-hmm. It's Mnuchin, yep. The Secretary of Treasury,
yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
Declaring this. It'll be the federal government that will enforce that law if landlords take it to court and so forth. So they're just using that as a scapegoat to take
right.
responsibility
right.
off the elected officials. But there is one pandemic that's going on that people are ignoring,
mm-hmm.
and that is a lack of curiosity of how they're going to put these vaccines in us, not only into us,
uh-huh.
the consequences.
Right.
Nobody's asking that question. The county officials, the public, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to force it upon us? Are they going to find us? If not, how are they going to coerce us? Are
mm-hmm.
they going to take away our right to travel, our right to
mm-hmm.
receive our government Social Security
right.
checks? Are we not going to be able to go into grocery stores?
Yeah.
No one's asking that.
And why would they have law enforcement suddenly involved in vaccines? There's a reason for that. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Thank you for the call. You can call back on the flip side of the break. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Please release me. Let me go. For I don't love you.
There. Welcome back. You can go to katedalyradio.com. Oh, you know I got to have some fun today. If I didn't, I'd tear my hair out. So damage control. So they immediately, the county commissioners immediately penned a letter after people started realizing that they wrote a check for the vaccinations. And the damage control was, we'll never actually vote for forced vaccinations. There is no vote. Yeah. Nobody said you were doing it by force right now. Everybody knows that, you know, and they kept saying, we're not forcing. Yeah, we know that. We're not yet. Why do you have law enforcement? Why is law enforcement handling this? Anyway, so there's that. And then they wrote a letter to the governor begging and pleading for freedom. So that was a gem. We ask for freedom. We ask for the freedom, Governor. Please give it to us. Please. We're your county commissioners down here in Washington, and we just ask for our freedom, okay? Can you please move us to green? Please. If you just move us to green, we'll be so happy. And we'll do everything you say if you can just move us to green. Right? Right. Reminds me of this.
Yeah. Green is the color we are trying to see. Look around, where could it be? Do-da, do-da, doodly-dee. Come along and find it with me. Do-da, do-da, doodly-dee.
Please let us be green. Yeah. I have yet to see a backbone Except for Travis Sigmiller, who demonstrates a backbone. I just have yet to see anyone have a backbone here. It's amazing. It's amazing. Please, please. So there's that. And I just wanted to mention, this too. So the new model. So I just so you guys know, because we're definitely going into lockdown. This just came out today. Key coronavirus. This is NBC. Key coronavirus forecast predicts over 410,000 total U.S. deaths by January 1st. The worst is yet to come, my friends. This is the title of the article. You guys, they're mixing flu with it, and I know you know this. And they're saying if we don't aggressively go after this, mask up, you know, quarantine, the whole nine yards, we'll have 620,000 deaths. I just wanted you guys to know that every single year, heart disease, you poor heart disease people, because you're dying all the time and nobody cares. You could die in your own vomit. No one will even blink an eye. 647,000 of you. Heart disease every year. 600,000 cancer. Apparently, you people are not important and move over because COVID's here. And so we are going to move heaven and earth, mask up, do whatever China says, do whatever the government says, so that you are safe from the sniffles. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. It's Laura. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Go right ahead.
Good. Hey, I commented on Gil Almquist's page, and it was very kind, and he still hasn't gotten back with me, and mm-hmm. I have some sincere questions about what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know why they're, like, so giddy or excited about funding this.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Were
that,
they threatened?
Too.
Are they going to be fired if they don't? Like, mm-hmm. there's something we don't know, right?
Right, because they had the meeting before the meeting that the public wasn't at.
Yes, yeah. And I think we should be privy to that. I think the public should be a part of this. That's,
uh-huh.
that's my other concern.
I do, too.
Where was the public's voice on
right.
this incredibly important decisions that you guys just
mm-hmm.
made?
Exactly.
Just funded
yeah.
with tax dollars. Also, I want people to understand that coercion is force.
Yeah.
You can look at it however you want.
Yes.
But when other entities, when authorities over us start making it so we can't get our driver's license, for example.
Right, right. That is
making
force.
It so mm-hmm. we can't vote. Whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or not being able to go to school. That is force, you guys.
I agree with you because, you know, and it's true. So they have gone to the, oh, you guys, you're overreacting. You're so crazy. The government's not going to come force your arm and jam it in your arm. Don't worry. I mean, that's how patronizing they are to the common yeah. folk like you and I. And I find it kind of interesting because they go to that worst case visual in their minds. But you're exactly right. Coercion is done in a lot of different ways. And there's a reason that they did that with a yeah. oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's your check. And didn't even question why law enforcement is so involved in this situation.
And
you know?
I also want to add that part of that coercion is the propaganda
yeah.
that we know is going to be a part of that. It has to be associated with this.
Right. I agree.
They wouldn't bring in all this.
Yeah. There's
this
no need.
Spend all this money
yep.
without a way to manipulate and kind of cajole the people into doing it. And they're going to get people that are just not paying attention, that are just clueless. And be like, okay, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So, anyway,
this
is all force.
Yes.
This is force.
I agree. I so agree. Thank you. Really
That's
appreciate
my comment.
That. Thank you. Right on the money. Hi. Oops, I know I'm trying to get there. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes wonder who's just going to agree to do this. But as I drive around town here in St. George, when it's 105 out, I see people walking down the street with a mask on their face. And I'm thinking, those are the people who you see riding in a car with a mask on their face.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who are just going to, oh, well, that's just the next hoop I got to jump through, and I'll
yes.
just jump right through it. And
right.
you're like, you don't even know what could be down the road with this kind of thing, you know. We're now finding out that some of the vaccines that we took mm-hmm. years ago cause issues later in life.
Yep. Yep.
And you know, it's not publicized, not talked about, but no. The doctors and the researchers have shown into it and said, yeah, this is because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
it's...
They also,
and it boggles the mind that now a vaccine is basically a GMO. Most of these people would never eat bread or a chip that was made with GMO wheat or corn
right.
will just gladly be injected with a GMO virus.
Yep. You're so right. And you know what? They didn't even have a problem sending out infected vaccines, as in polio, over 90 million of them. They knew it, they did it, and they actually had to finally admit it in 2007, all those years later, all those decades later. So they have no problem sending out junk. They just, you know, and that did so much harm to us. No problem, because they don't have to deal with the accountability till decades later when nobody cares. And a lot of people never knew about that. So, yeah, it's disturbing. Gardasil, another one. The same guy that brought us Gardasil is bringing this monstrosity to us. It's the same guy. Yeah. What can we say?
Why? When people say, what are you talking about? I'm saying, well, did you know anybody who had fibromyalgia 40 mm-hmm. years ago, 50 years ago?
So
no.
True.
Well, where did fibromyalgia come from?
You're right. That's a great point. You're so right. I wish people would wake up to this. Thank you so much. I love the phone call. I really, really do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hey, I don't want to change the subject, but I read something the other day. I just signed on, so I don't really know what you talked about. But I saw that Mitt Romney is backing Joe Biden for the next election due to moral reasons, the moral high ground. So I'm LDS.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what moral high ground you're talking about. Because, first of all, I'm against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the church is against abortion.
I would imagine.
I'm against corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bewildered by this, by why so many in our area are still willing to back this guy.
You got me. I can't even explain him anymore. I mean, I've done so many shows about him. He did a no-show for our interview. You know what? He's a full-on progressive liberal. He is no different than Biden and Pelosi and all the rest, and Kamala Harris. So you know what? People just have, it just hasn't registered yet. They still want to believe. They just want to believe in the Romney myth, and it's frustrating. It's really frustrating.
So I swore an oath three times to protect and defend our Constitution against foreign and domestic.
Thank you for that.
25 years in law enforcement, and I've seen corruption from all different religions, all different people. And I got to tell you that 90% of all Americans are good people.
Yes, I agree with that.
I am just surprised, though, that we have turned into sheep.
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
Let me address that for a second. Thank you so much for the call. I really love the phone call. I'm going to address that. You know what? I'll take some phone calls. I know you're trying to get in, and I'll address that in the last hour today. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. You had mentioned earlier in the program about prophets in the Constitution presentation in Cedar City
tonight,
and I wondered if they were going to be holding another presentation on this, just because we won't be able to make it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another presentation that they will be holding?
I don't know as of yet. Nothing is scheduled as of yet. I'm hoping, but tonight, certainly, if you can get up to Cedar City, do it. If you can't, I'm sure, I mean, if somebody wants to host that down here, I'm sure they'd be open to it. Sure.
Is there a way we can get in contact with somebody?
Yes, to just go to defendingutah.org and you can contact them directly right there, defendingutah.org, contact Ben McClintock. And the website for this is also called constitutiondvd.com, but just go to defendingutah.org.
Thank you. So
you betcha.
Thank you.
You betcha. I love that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, your caller two times ago.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be aware that Mitt Romney has a video out where he says that he is for late-term abortion and claims that many of the church leadership is right with him.
Yes, I actually played that tape on my show, too. Yeah, He does.
I know. I'm a avid listener of yours, and I know you are aware of this. Mm-hmm. But there's so many of these so-called self-righteous Mormons that will not read, will not do their own homework and validate what you have been teaching them, and they need to.
Yeah.
I appreciate you very much, it's just so frustrating that we have this crap going on.
I know. It is. It is frustrating. I'm with you on this. Trust me.
Keep the fight.
All right. Thank you so much.
You.
Really. Thank you. Thanks for that. Hi, caller. Well, thanks for that. Really. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You've got about 30 seconds.
If someone came into your home and tied up your daddy, mm-hmm. put him in the back room and sat in his chair mm-hmm. and watched TV, would you start calling the new guy daddy? Probably not. Why are we calling this government our government? I think that's probably a problem in our language right now. Mm-hmm. We keep calling it our government.
Yeah.
Maybe this is not our government. Maybe it's the unholy sitting in the place of the holy.
I don't know. Thank you for that. You know, I do. I want to address this more in the third hour, if you guys don't mind. I also want to talk about gaslighting, too, because you're not going crazy. They keep doing this. And I there's a couple things I want to address in that final hour. In the next hour, we have Suzanne Sherman coming on. We're going to be talking about prepping and really kind of hunkering down and getting ready for what could come our way. They're already talking about food shortages again, and they're talking about, of course, if you're going to ask me what I think off the air, I'm going to tell you I think we're headed for another lockdown, and it's going to be sickening. Because my husband keeps saying to me, well, how could they do it? People wouldn't even go for that. They're all working right now, and unemployment just dropped again, and so, you know, everybody's working. Oh, no. Look at what they did with masks in schools. You know, they don't care that kids didn't have COVID. They're masking them up by force, you know? And so all I'm saying is that there's so much to this that I think we're going to have to face for the rest of this year still. I think we have more surprises coming. I think we also have a big event just to get Biden out of the news because he can't finish a sentence. And if he can't finish a sentence, it just provides too many sound bites for the rest of us. So watch for a big event happening soon to take him off the radar. Be right back with Suzanne Sherman. Don't go anywhere on The Kate Daly Show.